You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
There's only one place to learn the latest. There's only one place to hear the greatest. There's only one place for your information. It's the Audiobook Podcast.
What?
No other hosts like me. Come check it out. You'll see.
Yay! Woo.
Thank you all so much. We appreciate y'all. Welcome to a brand new episode of Off Book presented to you from Broadway Podcast Network. We usually say Broadway Black. Now I gotta say Broadway Podcast Network.
And Broadway Black.
Always, forever and a day, right? My name is Drew Shade.
I am Ngozi Ayaon.
And I'm Kim Exum.
And we're here. We're ready to hit our mark. Let's do this, y'all. It's been a little while. We've been on a break.
It's been a minute.
Listen. And it's the last time y'all ever going to see my face in the commentary at the same time. Because, you know, I don't like pre-recording the show. I don't like... My face tells too much. So I'm going to let y'all start so I can get my face together. Tell me what you've been up to. What's been going on, Kim and Ngozi? Y'all been working like crazy madmen.
It's true.
Okay, yeah, it is true. I'll go first. I have been in workshop for the Book of Mormon, so we're reworkshopping the show.
Ooh.
It went really great.
Okay, so you can't just say that without saying who you're playing. Like,
I play Nabalungi in the Book of Mormon.
She is the lead of Book of Mormon on Broadway, y'all. Nabalungi.
At the Eugene O'Neill.
Come on.
We open November 5th.
Salt Lake City. No, that's not how it goes.
Not the right key.
That's fine.
No, the workshops have been great. I think that they're dope. I 100% stand by the show. And if hate it, I said what I said.
But she's also prefacing it. Why are you prefacing it so hard? Like,
because we're workshopping it.
Tell us everything. What's changed?
I can't tell. I'm not telling you what's changed.
Tell us what's changed. What's
workshop? You have to buy a ticket.
Spill it.
Well, now, you know we're not buying no ticket.
Well, then you won't, but all the other people who keep us open will.
Okay.
We've reworkshopped some moments in the show. If you're familiar with the show, when you come back to see it, you will notice some slight changes and some bigger changes. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But it's been a really great process. I've never been in a Broadway workshop type process. I've never workshopped something of this scale, of this caliber.
Now, especially one that's already been open and already
like
ran.
I don't think anyone has done it.
Right.
I did hear word on the street that Hamilton reworked some stuff in their show.
Mm.
But we publicly announced that we were going to be workshopping it. I don't think it's ever been done because there's never been a pandemic. So it feels different to like have ownership over something, ownership of a creative process. You feel very connected to the people you're working with and to the material, and you're all kind of on one accord. So
yes,
now
but,
I kind of get
but does that mean an extra check? Does it mean...
No, it doesn't mean extra check because of the equity agreement. Of course, you know, I asked. But there is an agreement. There's an agreement when it comes to workshopping material. Mm. So, like, after something is already opened, you cannot go in to re-workshop it.
Equity is the mob. They're the mob.
No, they're not the mob. It makes sense. It's like every time you have a revival, those people can get a piece of the show because they've reworked it. That doesn't make sense. So, like, company, they'll be getting... That makes no sense. That's essentially why it's in place.
It makes sense to me, but...
It makes sense, but it doesn't make sense. Business-wise, if you were the owner of the show, it really wouldn't make sense.
Okay, I hear you.
Every time we revive a musical, that cast gets a piece, and then as it runs, they continue to get a piece of each show.
I mean, my question is, are you artistically, like, besides just performing, are you dramaturgically or what have you collaborating towards the changing of the script?
Yes and no. Okay. Like, you know... Certain things are they're Matt and Trey and Casey and Bobby and all the they're very and Aremus they're very well maybe not Aremus but they're very collaborative.
Yeah.
You know, his job Stephen Aremus, his job, he's the musical director, so he's directing the notes, so his job, you know, he's collaborating with Bobby, not with us.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, they're very collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it is very creative, which is why I asked. But as the rules stand now, if a show is already opened, it's about the initial creative process. It's not about
the
continuation of the creative process.
Awesome. Sure. Wonderful. We love you, Kim. I can't wait to see
all
the new things that's going. And Guzzy, talk about what's going on your off Broadway. Do I gotta say it? Are you gonna actually talk about it?
I'm gonna actually talk
okay,
about
go
it.
Ahead.
You know how I be secretive.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Shows. Like,
but we're not gonna be secretive because we can use more press, quite frankly. Yeah. So I'm just like, where's my articles? Anyway, but yeah. So we're currently going into our last week off Broadway at
last
the Atlantic.
Week.
Yeah, this is a 4-show weekend, and then next week is the last week. We close September 26th. It's a short run. Off-Broadway. I know that some of you have heard of Off-Broadway. I know we're talking about Broadway. We're Broadway Black. We're talking about the coming of Broadway. But also, Off-Broadway is happening. I'm in a show called The Last of the Love Letters that I'm acting in and that I wrote at the Atlantic Theater. We got two shows today, one at 2 p.m. and one at 7 p.m. And we're running for one more week. We close September 26th. So I've been doing that since... August 26th is when we started previews. So I've been in rehearsal and workshopping that and performing in that for a lot of shows a week. So that's what I've been doing. I've been doing an off-Broadway play that I'm in. Yes. Off-Broadway.
Give it up for Nguzzi, man, because that's no small
it,
feat.
Yes.
I didn't know if I zoned out or if you said that.
You didn't know? Oh.
I knew that she wrote it. I just didn't know if she said that. I was like looking at her like, did she say she wrote it?
You probably zoned.
She wrote it.
It's early. But yeah, so that's what I have been doing.
But you know we're proud of you, right?
Thank you.
Like, we're proud for real,
Thank
for real life.
We're killing it.
Yeah.
We're very proud of it. Daniel J. Watts, who is nominated for a Tony for Tina, is also starring in the play. So, yeah, he's out there killing it. I put him through the ringer. So if you want to see him act his butt off, come by and watch us for the next week.
Does he say eat the cake anime in the musical?
He
doesn't.
You know what?
I don't think
anyway,
he says that.
Anyway, we're going.
No.
I'm just wondering.
It's time for...
Oh,
you don't even remember the song. You don't even remember the song.
Remember
your own
song
that you wrote.
There's curses in the song.
There is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
We love to talk about so much
stuff.
So
why is...
Just,
what are these keys? What?
Choose the key,
what?
Kim.
Choose the key.
We love to talk about so much.
Beep.
So now it's time for Hot Topics.
Hot Topics. Come on, y'all. We got a couple of Hot Topics going on.
Yes.
We're going to go back to the future because we're about to talk about Tony stuff in September from 2019. The Tonys are happening this week or next week, a week from today.
When is
the 26th?
Okay.
It's early, y'all.
The Tonys are happening on September 26th next week. My mind's not even there, and it's already here. Like, it's happening.
It's happening.
We've known about these nominations since October
nominated?
Of last year. Is Hamilton nominated?
No.
They're nominated for everything else.
No, we know. We're joking. It's a joke.
It's a joke.
But I'm both.
Oh, he got so... Oh, my God.
It's a joke.
He's about to come over here and grab the mic from us.
I mean, they've been nominated for, like, the past 5 years.
Yes.
So I'm just checking.
Yeah.
They're nominated for an Emmy.
You know I'm a stan. I'm not no Hamill hater.
Yeah.
I love Hamilton.
They're also nominated for the Emmys, but we're not talking about
I don't think this is the platform that I can discuss.
Okay.
So we're going to move on.
The Tonys.
The Tonys are happening. The nominations are happening. I'm most excited for Adrienne Warren, who's just going to walk away with her Tony.
Yes.
She deserves. I actually went over yesterday.
Mm.
Yesterday was a long day. I went to see them record their performance at the L'Enfantine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal.
They do
a nice medley. I can't tell y'all what it is. I want to talk about it more in depth. But when y'all see it next week, we'll come back and we'll talk more about it. But
yeah.
Adrienne sings.
I'm down. I saw her in London on a Sunday afternoon. We were like...
Effortlessly.
Ooh, wow.
Is that kid okay?
What?
He's fine. He fell. Sorry.
Kim has ADHD, so at any moment she can just go away from...
We are doing the podcast.
We're here.
Off of a ledge.
We are at Piano Bar. I mean, the piano. Is this the piano? Can I call it the piano bar?
It's a lot to look at out here, okay?
Ain't that a restaurant, a club?
Let's talk about who's
Wasn't
hosting...
Wasn't I there just last
who's
night?
Who's hosting the Tonys, Drew?
Oh,
that was my next thing.
I got you.
And that's really the only reason why I'm going now. Audra McDonald and Leslie Odom Jr. are hosting the Tonys.
Woo!
My folks, my peoples. This is the first time we've had a non-white host in 13 years.
Oh, wow.
Whoopi Goldberg was the last non-white, and not even just black, but person of color, period.
Wow.
Non-white host in 13 years. Whoopi Goldberg is the only person of color to host the show by herself.
Hmm.
All of the other non-white people that have hosted the show have hosted with a white counterpart. So this is a monumental moment, if you will. People don't like to talk about it. It makes people uncomfortable.
Why?
But we're probably black. And
listen, we're going to lean into it. I like to tell the truth.
they're black.
And I'm excited for them. I'm excited for them to get this opportunity. So Audra McDonald is hosting the Paramount Plus streaming portion.
Amazing.
And Leslie Odom Jr. is hosting the CBS portion. So it's 2 hours and 2 hours.
Amazing.
You can come to Glass House Tavern. Broadway Black will be throwing a viewing party at Glass House Tavern. Make sure you register online. The information is not even out yet. I'm telling y'all this first.
Exclusive.
Y'all getting this first. So make sure you prepare yourself. We're going to have a good time. Come. And the dress is style. So you ain't got to dress up and be formal.
Style.
But you have to have style.
I'm always.
Well, clearly.
I might be taking a nap because that's my clothes.
Well, I'm styled unless I'm absolutely not. I'm either like dressed like.
So what would you call this?
Oh, this is
this style?
This is style.
Okay.
Personal style.
Style is subjective to who you are. So we love to see it. She's cutting
should.
Her eyes at me.
They ain't no people on Broadway don't be having no style. So get into it.
Wow.
I've been on plenty of press red carpets and press events, and I feel like we just don't be having the know-how or the rehearsals be so draining, people don't be thinking about their clothes.
The Broadway salary
I'm not styled. I don't look like this in rehearsal.
And does the Broadway salary cover a stylist? Because that's also why these people be out in style.
Yeah, the salary ain't hitting on no stylist. Like,
well, why would you need? I mean, if you're like, you know,
but no, because like,
yeah, you should have a stylist. But she's.
I feel like on any you know, red like, carpet or any press event that you're doing, if you're an artist, you want to be able to present and put your best foot forward. So you should be able to have a stylist if you work in the entertainment industry in some form of capacity.
That's
like
that's expensive.
You know what I'm saying? Like even if they walk you through H&M over here and go grab you a couple of shirts or something.
That's true.
And put you together.
I do like that.
You know
that.
What I'm saying? Somebody put you together. Like, okay. Anyway. The Tonys are happening next week. We're super excited about it. I love Tina. I'm so excited about some of the performances we're going to see. Mm. The jukebox, I don't know why Ayana and Emma was over here lying about some of these musicals. I wanted to say that while they
were
up there talking.
It's her opinion.
Her opinion, but she brought back Holler If You Hear Me.
I didn't see it.
many people did not.
We're going to moment of
many people did not see it, but
I didn't
jukebox
it.
Musicals, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of Ain't Too Proud. I'm excited about some of the things
either.
That are. You ain't seen Ain't Too Proud? Well,
no.
You're in a show. You're in a show. Yeah. That's why you haven't seen it.
You got eight shows.
We're gonna make sure you see it. We're gonna make you call out one day and go.
No.
See it.
Calling out?
She just got back.
She said, "And I have a child.
I have a baby
who just started school."
She did.
Oh my! Aren't you happy?
I'm happy, but. It's early. It starts at
it
like
is early.
School starts at like 8 a.m.
Well, so, this is a good practice run because here we are. I don't know how we made it here, y'all. This is early as hell.
I can't believe we made it.
That's not a curse word. That's a place.
Okay, amen. I'm literally trying to keep it together, y'all. On our show, we have free reign to do what we want and say what we want. And I'm really trying to keep it cute because it's PG. Excuse me, it's PB. It's Playbill. It's not PG. It's PB.
Oh.
So we on Playbill stuff. But anyway, y'all make sure y'all watch the Tonys. Come out and see us at Glass House Tavern for our viewing party. Make sure you look good. We're going to take pictures. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have drinks. We're going to have food. It's going to be a good time. And we're just going to celebrate with each other because we don't know what's about to happen on that stage for this.
It's
going
to be good.
We do know Aaron Tveit's going to win.
No,
well,
not necessarily.
I mean, he
because
could not.
The Tony rules state that he could lose. They could listen.
He could look, but
he
you know they
going
to do that
decide,
to the white folks.
They might.
They ain't going to embarrass
if they
him like
didn't
that.
Like it.
They ain't going to embarrass that white
petty
man like
too.
That.
They be voting.
They
like,
want him to stay around.
I refrain.
They
I
want him to come back. And he's the only one nominated.
And that was another thing.
Anything is possible.
Over here lying about Moulin Rouge. Did y'all see Moulin Rouge?
I didn't see Moulin Rouge.
Let's move on.
We got somebody to talk about. We got somebody to talk to.
We do have somebody to talk to. We're introducing today Matt Manuel. Who was on the tour of Motown as Marvin Gaye. He's now moved over to Broadway.
Hey!
As David Ruffin in The Temptations, the musical. If y'all don't know, Ain't Too Proud is a Temptations song, so the musical is about The Temptations, and he plays David Ruffin, formerly played by Ephraim Sykes, who was Tony nominated. Wasn't he Tony nominated?
Who's Tony nominated?
Come
was
on,
Tony
that's a
nominated.
Tony nominated role.
Played
so
by Ephraim
please
Sykes
welcome Matt Manuel from Ain't Too Proud in the Tony nominated role of David Ruffin. You know, you gotta get all the angles on there.
Yay!
Hello.
He's so handsome.
How's it going?
He is good. Cute. We're gonna tell the truth and shame the devil.
I feel very comfortable. Okay. I never feel uncomfortable with compliments.
We're gonna tell the truth and shame the devil. Matt, listen. Welcome to our show, brother.
Thank you for having me.
You're new to the Broadway scene, if you will. And right before the pandemic, you were cast in the show. Did you get to perform before the pandemic? Okay, so you got to perform.
I performed for 2 weeks.
Two weeks!
And then it was like, I'm so sorry.
Yes. The way I remember it was meeting Robert De Niro and being like, what is life? What is happening? And I was on a high, and then the next day they were like, it's closed. I was like, oh, dream over. All right.
But you did get to do some interesting things during the pandemic, some television stuff. Like,
yes.
You was all over the place.
Yeah, actually, they kept us quite busy.
Y'all was working.
They were everywhere. And I think the cool thing about it is for anybody who knows like how to get into like union things, I wasn't a part of any unions. And then I booked this role.
Oh.
And it opened up all the doors.
Were you on a non-ex
Equity,
for Motown?
SAG,
yeah.
AGMA.
You're on a non-ex
AGMA?
Contract for Motown,
yes,
the tour.
This is my first Broadway show.
Oh.
And it's also... The first and only Broadway show I've ever seen.
Hey!
I'm confessing.
Welcome!
Listen, welcome.
You need to go see The Lion King.
But people need to hear that.
No, I did see it, but I didn't see it on Broadway.
It's the same thing.
My castmate, Jelani, was mad when I said that. He was like, we're going.
I'm going to go again to see it. I'm going to take my daughter, but you should see it. I mean, I love it. I just saw it on Tuesday this past week.
Was it really good? For the first time. I'd never seen Lion King
before. Did you like it?
Did not care to go, but I loved it.
Yeah! There we go. That's what we need to hear.
Matt, so tell us a little about your background. Where are you from? You were a singer.
Yes.
You are a singer. I shouldn't say were. You are a singer.
Well, you know, it's been a long pandemic, so it might be were. I'm from Detroit, and I grew up there my whole life. I went to school for music. I actually auditioned for American Idol and made it on the show. And that's how I started. Okay, we're back.
Yeah.
So I started professionally, I guess, with American Idol. Once I was eliminated, I tried to go back to school, and it just didn't work out that way.
Say you were relieved.
I was relieved. But you know what? This is how I feel about it. Everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the beauty in that is I didn't have, I used to think I didn't have what it took. And what I realized is that I just refused to, I guess, acclimate to what was expected of me on a show like that. Like, I'm very professional. So I show up. I'm not about to cuss nobody out. I'm not about to yell. I'm not about to scream. I'm going to learn my songs. I'm going to do what I came to do. And I guess that's boring. I guess that's very boring on a show that also has a reality TV aspect to it. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
So how did you end up in Motown, the musical?
A friend of mine asked me to audition. She worked Ariel Crosby. I'm going to shout her out because she had me audition for this and Ain't Too Proud. And I booked both. So now she's like taking credit for everything.
Give it to her.
But she worked at the Motown Museum. She said, we both should audition. I was like, girl, they're not going to take me.
Why?
And I had such an idea of myself, and I always felt like I was a big fish in a small pond in Detroit, and I was afraid to find out that was true. And so I was like, I'm just never going to go to New York. And she was like, no, we have to audition. And so we did. And I remember their faces, and they were like, okay, thank you so much. And I'm like, I don't know what that means, you know? went home, got an email, they called me back, and then they were like, all right, so we're gonna see you in New York, and the rest was history. We both actually booked that tour. So me and my friend, we went on tour together, which was great.
Nice.
That's amazing. How did you enjoy that experience?
It was long.
Oh.
No, it was. I will say this. I think in the heat of the moment, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. In the heat of it, when you are sharing a tour bus, sharing a room, sharing a dressing room,
sharing a non-ec contract.
Yes, that's really it. at that point, that's when you're just told to be thankful a lot.
Yeah.
And after, you know, 5-6 months, you're like, why am I thankful? Because I can't hear myself think.
How does that work? The bus.
Like, we have bus buddies. And we literally, it was two of us to a seat. And I just was like, I remember almost busting to tears. Because I was sitting upright so long, like a horse.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, okay, can we just stop this bus? Because, like, we had people laying in the, like,
yeah,
you know, it's not always as glamorous. And, yeah. And sometimes you're getting right off the bus and going right into sound check and...
Wow.
And doing it like that?
Wait, so y'all were riding the bus around the country, like y'all was Aretha Franklin style.
So you never flew.
It was real Motown style. We did fly sometimes,
okay.
but we could make it. We had like 1 week of one-nighters.
Oh, my God.
And that was the week I really had to call upon the Lord. towards the end of it, I was like, Mom, I don't know if I can do this, but... I'm proud of myself because
that's an experience.
I did all, well, I missed 2 days. So we had 274 shows. I did all but two.
Wow.
But I won't do that.
And I couldn't imagine doing a show of that. You know, like I have toured the country in a van, but I was also like 23 and it was an equity contract, surprisingly enough. But, but yeah, it wasn't like, you know,
thank you.
You know, doing a Broadway caliber show day in and day out. Like,
well, you
that's
intense. They be trying to make as much money as possible. They know they didn't have to, because they made all the money they needed on Broadway with Motown.
You
know, they didn't even have to do
Broadway,
that.
Didn't
they didn't have to do that.
No.
They didn't have to
but
do that.
Yes,
to the
actually, yeah,
to
you're right. They did.
Yeah.
Not y'all. Hold up. Hold up.
What?
Hold up. Sade, this is my college roommate, y'all.
Oh.
Come
my
on.
College roommate.
Hi.
Who was on the Motown tour. How dare you? I love you.
She
Thank
said, and on Broadway.
Up.
We going to get her credits
and
right.
On Broadway.
Yes. And Broadway,
Sade.
Yes.
You cute.
You better get
Sade.
It.
I like those jeans.
But man, that just surprised me. You know Sade?
No. I don't think we've ever met. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
hello. You look beautiful
Sade,
this morning.
Make sure
you look
I'm going to make sure y'all introduced afterwards.
Absolutely,
please.
You're
a person you need to know.
Yes.
But Matt, talk to us about Ain't Too Proud.
Mm.
What has this experience been like for you? It's a totally different contract. It's a totally different world
back
experience.
Yes.
And you're a lead. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're a lead. I mean, Marvin Gaye is a lead, but it's a feature lead.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
This
yes.
is a lead. Like you everywhere.
David Ruffin is...
He's singing.
That entrance.
Listen, come on.
I know.
Oh, they're really...
They're going in, ain't they?
They really are. Yeah.
Shut
they really
up.
Are. Come on.
It's Shut
worship.
Up.
It's worship. They worship him. Yeah.
So I will say, when I got this role, it changed... everything for me. I think, I mean, you probably can hear by how I speak, I struggle with my own confidence. You know, I always aim to be more humble and on the humble side.
Well, that's Midwest. We come from a different place.
Yeah.
I'm from Indiana. And so we just learned that you have to be, and church, too.
Yes.
Church, I can already feel it.
My dad's a pastor.
Yeah, okay, see, same.
I got
same.
A big old family. I'm
Kojic,
one of seven.
Apostolic.
Non-denominational.
Non-denominational. Okay.
But they're Catholic. They were Catholic growing up, and yes, apostolic.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, and where I am in my family, I say I'm the baby of Group A because I'm the third, and then there's an 8-year gap, and then there's 4 more children. So I've always just kind of been like. You know, I feel the need, I do what I do, but I don't usually ever really think about myself much. And so this is a role where you can't afford to do that. You have to claim your space. And I'm not used to claiming my space. So...
you better claim it, though.
It was... The rehearsal process was a lot of like, okay, you know you can sing, right? You know you can dance, right? Because I'm not a formal dancer. Never taken dance lessons. I was a competitive gymnast.
Oh, wow.
And so I used to supplement my gymnastics training for dance.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, yeah, we just...
So that's where the body come from.
Yeah.
Come on. Look, stand up and show the people because you stacked. You stacked. Come on. Give it
Thank
up.
Thank you. Yes, yes.
That's hard
I've
work.
Been working hard.
All
I've
right.
been working hard.
We love
hard.
To see it.
Get this man off the auction block, please, and please let him...
You know, I just call it like I see it.
I was just in rehearsal, and we haven't seen each other for a long time. And I walked in, and we were rehearsing for this. Mm. And one of my castmates just looked at me. He was like, "Do you eat?" And I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "All right, my next question. What do you eat? Because I want to get like that." And I was like, right. "No, it's the personal trainer. Mm. It'll okay. get you right. They will get you right, for real."
Listen, if only I could just get there to them.
You
That's
know,
my problem. I'm
sometimes
gonna
be
paying
like
for Equinox
that.
Membership. I ain't been going.
I'll go. Do you want to give me?
How much
name?
Is that?
How much is it?
Yeah. It's $300.
Yes, yeah, $300 a month.
I will go. If you're not going, I will go.
I was going faithfully, and then after the pandemic, I came back. We're still
Did
in the middle
see
of the pandemic.
If they had
after
a
I
discount?
Came back from Mexico, I was in Mexico for like 4 months.
Yeah.
And I came back, and I just ain't been back.
You can
since.
Also pause your.
That's too expensive.
You can pause your memberships and stuff.
Well, I did that when I was in Mexico.
And
so I can only pause it for so long.
Yeah.
Did you
see
they have an equity discount?
Yes, I did, but you know.
I'll go.
Right.
No,
yeah.
You know.
I'll go.
I'm
serious. Like,
listen, I will go if only just to order food and take a shower and leave.
Listen, I feel
I'd be
that.
Like, discount it.
Yeah.
Pause it, discount it. Nah.
But okay, so are you having fun with Ain't Too Proud? Mm.
Yes. Yeah. I will. I can honestly and avidly say my castmates are my family. Mm. Like, it's beautiful because I went in so quickly. Nick and I both, he plays Otis, and we went in at the same time. And so on a Friday was Derek and Ephraim's last show. Mm-hmm. And on that Saturday was Nick and I. And so I had my put in, mm-hmm. and I just remember looking at my other castmates, and they were in tears because it was a shock for them. They've been with Derek and Ephraim for 3-4 years.
Yeah.
And so when the pandemic hit, we said, let's take some time to really get to know each other. And so we started our own text chain.
That's
you know,
beautiful.
We talk every day and we see each other all the time. And it, now coming back, it really feels solidified. Hmm. It's good to do it that way.
So you're going to hate me.
Okay.
But we got to hear you sing something.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I do hate
you. Sing. Like, you've been talking about you sing, and you was on American Idol, and you was on the Motown tour. You ain't never had a contract before,
no.
And you booked
Don't
a show
you.
Out of nowhere. You booked a Broadway show, and ain't nobody ever heard your name. And so that means the voice got to be butter.
Give us a taste.
Give us a little something.
A morsel.
Come on.
Ooh,
and you can take it back
it's
to
Sunday.
Church. It ain't even got to be Ain't Too Proud. Give us a little anything.
Please.
Whatever's on your heart.
Oh, God. See, this the problem. This be the problem. Okay. Okay. It feels so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit. And I said, surely this is it. But I held on. We're going to stop there.
So
I don't get a thing like that in the show.
Listen.
Well, we know that David Ruffin.
We should have had
like
you
that.
Do that first.
Not with all that cocaine.
We should have had you do that first. Maybe it'd be more people over here. Come on. Look, maybe we need to do round two. Because that was, you see everybody start looking. Look, good God.
Can you give us some David?
Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah, I'll give you some David.
Look, now we asking for a lot. But
what?
I'm going to let it happen.
Okay. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg and plead for your sympathy, I don't mind because you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl. Don't you go. Come on, back me up. Ain't too proud to plead. Baby, baby, please don't leave me, girl. Don't you go.
My friend.
Yeah. We like him, y'all. We like Matt.
You have done it.
Come on.
Hey.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate
Listen,
you,
God
brother.
Is with me because it's early, y'all. I didn't know that was there.
Look. I don't know how I made it here.
Listen,
by the grace.
Is possible.
I legit left my costume on the train this
what?
Morning.
What?
I left my clothes on the train and somebody ran up behind me
Wait.
And was like,
"No, your costume?"
Like my for what
oh,
we're
like
dancing
your
in.
Own
yeah.
Clothes.
Yeah, my
oh,
own
goodness.
Clothes. Sorry.
They would have took that
building?
Out your check.
But I was like, yeah, it's early. I need to get myself together. This is what happens when you don't have coffee. But I got to sing, so I didn't want to dry myself See? Out, you
oh,
know.
I'm coffee down. I'll have coffee before I sing, during, after.
Yeah.
I'm afraid. I like before it used to affect me because it dries me out. But now I drink coffee regularly. So I'm like, I don't think it'll do that anymore, but I don't know. I don't want to test it.
Still drink
in
that
Times
water.
Square.
Well, listen, I don't think you can do no wrong to that voice.
I don't think so.
Ain't not amount of coffee. You could start smoking cigarettes today.
Don't tell him that.
And
that
no, thing, and it adds to the.
I'm just saying that thing.
He planting seeds, y'all. Y'all heard it first.
That thing is planted. It's yeah, it ain't going nowhere.
Like right.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you,
yeah. Brother. Tell us about where do you want to go from here? I know Ain't Too Proud. You're just getting settled. But what are your dreams? What are your aspirations? Because this theater is sort of new to you in a way. Over
it
the
is.
Past couple of years.
You know, I always thought of myself as a singer who acts, and I never thought I would turn out to be kind of like an actor who sings. But when people ask me what I want to do, I usually just say it all. You know, God willing, if I live long enough, I have multiple gifts, and I steward over them well.
Hey,
so
see, I knew he was church.
I'll use them all.
Come on.
And I'll use them whenever I can, as much as I can, and
yes,
for the proper price.
Hey.
You know, because the idea of now just, you know, being thankful and being like, oh, yeah, you do this because, you know, you should be happy to be here. It was like, I am happy to be here, but there is also a value to it.
There is a value to what you, the gift that you've been provided.
Yes.
And that's a part of being a good steward over is knowing your value.
Yes, yes.
And what you're worth.
We didn't spend thousands of dollars on that kind of stuff to not get the return for it, you know?
Come on. Listen, he didn't give it to us just in vain, just to be giving it away freely.
Mm-mm.
Shoot.
He said, shoot.
But that's what's up. We like Matt, we appreciate you, brother. You have been phenomenal. I look forward to seeing more of you. We thank you so much for sharing your gift and your talent with us.
Thank you for
having
me.
You're going to stay with us, though, because you're about to play this game with us.
Oh, yeah.
You're about to play this game. We're about to play a game that we do on our show called I Said What I Said. And what that is... is that we have a performance, a monologue from a play written by a black playwright, and Guzzy's gonna perform it, and we have to guess what the play is. We have to guess.
I'ma lose.
The name of the play and the playwright. And this helps us just spur, you know, information around and help you go check out some new works. So, and Guzzy, it's time for I Said What I Said.
What happens when the host springs I Said What I Said on you on a Sunday when you quit coffee for a week?
She just say she was off Broadway acting in a play? And so,
all right,
come on, Chop, show us what you're made of.
Ahem. Wow,
you can stand, you know, the floor is here for you if you'd like to, you know, I can hold your coffee.
Thank
all
you.
Of the things that you have
thank
here
you. It's tea.
Yes, thank it's you. Tea because you're not drinking coffee anymore.
It's important that you know that this wasn't easy. I didn't make this decision lightly. It didn't just come in a second. It came over many seconds, minutes, hours, days, months, years, decades. It was not easy. But also it wasn't that hard. I had to do was think back to every time you took it out on me. Every time you turned over in bed because you were done. Every time you left early because you were tired. Every time an argument ended because you made your point. Every time. I put on the perfect lip color. I wore the clothes you liked. The ones up in my butt just right. You always wanted just right. The perfume you couldn't get enough of. The way I styled my hair, face beat, hair curly, braided, straight, not braids. I love your hair like that. I love it long. You liked it long because you're a cliche. That's all I have.
Oh, wow.
Yay.
So we got one person, but let somebody else guess first. Like, you introduced us. You on our network. So we're going to give you the mic eventually. But does anybody else want to guess?
They don't know.
You can stab into the dark. Anybody. Going once, going, Ayanna, come take the microphone and tell us what show this is.
This is Inga. Desi show, The Last of the Love Letters, because I saw it last night.
Oh, okay. There you go.
It is The Last of the Love Letters. It's her own show that's happening right now until September 26th. At Atlantic Theater Company, The Last of the Love Letters, starring Ngozi Eniyanwu, written by Ngozi Eniyanwu, and starring also D. Watts, Daniel J. Watts, from Tina, the Tina Turner musical as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Come
Thank
on.
You.
See how we just threw that in there?
Yeah, because, I like that.
Thank
because
you.
It's hers, and she owns it, and it's her right to perform her work. And I wanted everybody to go and see it. So you got a little taste. Now go catch the rest of it till September 26th at Atlantic Theater Company.
We got a 2 p.m. and a 7 p.m. tonight. If
Yes, you do.
Thank you, Drew.
And I'm so glad that you showed up here for us today, because you had two shows today and you didn't have to be here.
It's cool. All right, after this, I'm going to go to the theater and take a nap until I'm called. So it's all good.
Nice.
Now, also, how do you be doing the pre-show for your you have to be on stage as the audience is coming in.
Yeah, so Patricia McGregor, who's our wonderful director, had decided to do a pre-show. And a pre-show is kind of like the container of, there's, a little bit that we start. And the play is very much about... you know, what you think is about two people sort of lamenting about their relationships and being sort of trapped in the love. And so because we have this sort of context and metaphor of being trapped, she was like, it's really important that you stay on stage as opposed to just starting with lights up. And also because a lot of people have not been indoors to see a play, right? Like, we're one of the first plays off Broadway to be indoors. And so she was like, it's important that when they come in, they see you kind of already lamenting and in your container. Even though I was like, I don't want to no pre-show. I'm the writer. I don't feel like it. We're not doing it. But for me, it's very much like, all right, release your ego. That's what the director says. And then it's actually been really great because it also helps me get in the zone. Because if I'm upstairs having fun with Daniel and Xavier, then I'm not really in the zone to start the show.
Right.
So it's actually good to be there 20 minutes before we start the show and actually really kind of be on set and be in the zone, you know, and lamenting and kind of already be in my sad zone. And also just the excitement of getting to hear the audience mill in and get ready to sort of experience it. So it's been really lovely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing
that
with us.
Thank you, Drew. You know what? You taught me today.
What?
Actually, I do need, because I'd be secretive about, I just like to do the play. And I'm just going to do the play. And you can come if you want to come. But
no, that don't serve nobody.
You've been slowly teaching me to be
so
more
we both need to learn to claim our space.
Yes. Come on.
Yes. And
I'm
going to claim my space loud. And in charge.
I have a feeling you've never not claimed your space.
Okay.
I feel it. I'm getting that feeling. And there's nothing wrong with it.
You ain't never going to have to worry about
me. You're doing what we should have been doing a long time ago.
Amen. Listen, I'm trying to get y'all on it. Get on this wagon. Because if you don't pump yourself up, who will?
It's true.
Who's going to do it?
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? We don't get all the press. We don't get all the things that, are supposed to come along with this industry. Some things are just not fair.
Yeah.
So why would I not be fair to myself?
Okay.
Why not? Let's be fair to myself. Let me go above and beyond for myself.
It's Sunday.
You know what I mean?
It is,
And who
and
cares?
Right around this time is when we're supposed to be in church, right?
And who cares who thinks about what anybody else thinks about it? Who cares? Because you ain't going to pump my show up. Now y'all know about The Last of the Love Letters, don't y'all? And when it runs till when?
Next week.
See? Y'all know. And if y'all don't know, y'all going to go read about it and find out. September 26th at the Atlantic Theater Company.
And that's down on 14th tonight
Street?
On 2
it's on 20th Street between 7th, between 8th and 9th.
Come on. Listen, we gave all that free promo. Atlantic, cut me a check. I love y'all. We thank y'all so much for tuning into our show. It's been a wonderful time. I'm so glad to be back with my peoples. Matt, you've been amazing.
Amazing.
I look forward to having you
thank
more.
You, you
gotta come back
you.
On our show again.
Absolutely.
We would love to have you. For real, for real. Thank y'all so much. It's been Off Book. Presented to you by Broadway Podcast Network. A brand new episode of Off Book presented to you by Broadway Podcast Network and Broadway Black. Make sure you go check out Broadway Black Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, BroadwayBlack.com.
Hey.
And we here for the people. We here for the black people.
Hey.
All right? And I love y'all. I'm Drew Shade.
I'm Ngozi Eniyanwu.
And I'm Kim Exum.
And we out.
Peace.
Deuces. Thank y'all so much.
Have a beautiful Sunday, y'all.
All right. Get me out of here.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the Rise Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RiseTheatre.org, because only together we rise.